Chapter 16. "You getting soft, Malika," I say to myself. It's Saturday morning, and I've been up 2 hours already writing this stuff for Miss Saunders. If Char or the twins knew about this, they would think I was out of my mind, doing schoolwork on the weekend, for fun. Mama's trying to work me to death today, too. She got me washing windows and clothes and everything else. I tell her I have to do homework. That's the only thing that got me off the hook for now. So here I am, trying to think something up before I head to Char's. It's coming slow, but it's coming. Dear Diary, the sea is wild and mean. Water is crushing against the boat like 100 angry lions. My body is wet with sweat and throw up from the others pressing close around me like sticks of firewood. They chain us together like thieves and beat us till we bleed. I have made up my mind, though. I will show no weakness. I will be strong. Strong like the sea and the wind. Akilma." I finish writing, throw the paper in my drawer, and run out of the house. Mama don't know I'm headed for Char's place. She wouldn't like it. She says Char's sister Juju lets Char do anything she wants, lets her run wild. Mama's right about that. Just before I'm about to leave, Sweets calls. She asks why I'm going to Char's if I'm trying to shake Char loose. "I'm bored," I tell her. "I don't want to go to the Avenue or hang out here at home. Besides, Char asked me to come over. Her sister's got some new things. I was going to say no. But then she mentioned something about a black and gold skirt set." I can hear Sweets listening on the other end of the phone. She doesn't say much before she hangs up. I thought I would be at Char's by 1 o'clock. But Mama keeps finding things for me to do. I have to clean out the cabinets, sweep, and take clothes to wash at the laundromat. I swear, Mama thinks I'm her slave. She don't even want to pay me a little something for doing so many chores. She says it's my house, too, and that I should be glad to help. When 4 o'clock comes, I'm knocking on Char's door. Can't nobody hear me, though. The music's too loud. Some African stuff is playing. Drums are beating. Singers are making animal noises. Maracas are shaking. I push open the broken screen door and go inside. Juju is jamming. Her and about 10 other people are dancing. They're rubbed up on one another. When I'm halfway across the room, a man with dreadlocks down to his belt jumps in front of me and says, "Come jam with us, little sister." Then he starts moving like he's a snake. I shake my head and run up the steps. Juju tells the dreadlock brother to turn up the music and leave me alone. The music gets louder, and so do the pots and sticks people are banging on. I'm thinking that the party's just got started. But Char says it's finishing up from last night. I ask her how she sleeps through all the noise. She says she ain't been to sleep yet. That she gets paid big bucks from Juju to keep glasses clean, ashtrays emptied, and food coming. "I don't mind missing sleep for $100, she says, waving the money in my face. Juju parties all the time, 2, 3 times a month. People come from all over to go to her parties. Char and I find a place to talk upstairs in one of the empty bedrooms. I tell Char I couldn't stand being around so many strangers all the time. Char says I'm a wimp, that it ain't nothing for her to wake up and find somebody she ain't never seen using her bathroom 2 days after the party's done. Folks like being around, Juju, she says. Don't they work? I ask. Some do, some don't, she says matter-of-factly. Juju don't care as long as they pay to get into the party. She ain't giving nobody nothing for free. I shake my head. I'm thinking, ain't no way I could live like this. Cigarette smoke burning your eyes. A house smelling like old chicken grease. Strangers passed out on your living room floor. None of it bothers Char. As long as she's looking fine, she's all right. But today, she don't look so hot. She's got dark circles under her eyes and her hair is all over her head. You look like you've been sleeping already, I say, picking lint out of her hair. She pushes my hand away. I caught me a few winks about an hour ago. Juju didn't even miss me. If she did, I would be in real trouble. She says she don't pay me to sleep. Then Char lets out a giant yawn. She lays herself across the bed. I want to tell her I didn't come here to watch her sleep, but I feel sorry for her. So I just sit in the chair, watching her nod off. But before Charlie's can get to sleep good, Juju yells at the top of her lungs, Charlize, what am I paying you for, girl? Get yourself down here now. Charlize jumps up and runs down the stairs. Juju's yelling and screaming at her in front of everybody. I keep asking myself, why is Char taking that from her? Then I remember that Char hasn't got nobody but Juju. Juju is only 25. I sit upstairs by myself for a long while, too scared to go downstairs. Finally, I tell myself to get on out of there. When I do get the courage to go downstairs, it's still a madhouse. Char's running around. People are lined up at the door trying to get in the house. Strangers are asking me where the bathroom is and how come there ain't no toilet paper. I don't tell Char I'm going. I just walk out the door. Last I seen, Char was rubbing her eyes and handing out drinks. Juju was shaking her hips and smoking a cigarette, yelling for somebody to turn up the music.